Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts by Jerry Durr, was written to be inspirational, to inspire you to take the journey from your normal state of thoughts and worries and fears back to your natural state of peace and perfection. Its intention is to have you think of the things you may never have thought about before, and it's meant to help you see more deeply into the miracle of yourself and life itself. The thoughts are meant to help shift your perceptions of yourself and the world. Now, besides spending many years studying religions and philosophies of the world, Jerry spent most of his life in the field of engineering, which has provided him with the opportunity to better understand the amazing perfection of the physical world to the non-physical realm of electromagnetic waves, which continuously permeate our atmosphere. He says the more he came to understand the amazing aspects of our creation, the more he came to see the absolute perfection in the infinite intelligence underlying it all. Jerry Durr, author of The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts, is our guest on This Week in America. Jerry, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here. Happy Thursday.
Well, happy Thursday to you, and I'm glad you're here. I always get smarter after conversations like this, so I am looking forward to learning something during the course of our conversation today. The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts. You mentioned a spiritual directive. In writing this book, what was your primary spiritual directive?
You know, to me, it was, I just enjoyed, as I was growing up and got started reading the Eastern philosophies, the books and all that, and I would even underline all that, and the I Ching and all kinds of good stuff, and I realized I favored that direction. And so I would always take notes and all that. So as the years passed and I accumulated this notebook full of notations and important thoughts and ideas, I thought, well, you know what? I wonder if I can find a way to put this together, simplify it, and share it with some other people. So that's the result of trying to, like I said, I used to underline one thought on every page. So when I decided to write this book, I decided, you know what? I'm only going to put one thought on each page. Keep it simple.
I love that format because it is simple and your thought there sinks in. We have a chance to go back. It sort of slows the pace down to this hectic world around us and we get to look at it. We get to really think about it. The format is excellent. The book is laid out in a really relatable way for the reader. The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts. Jerry Durr is our guest on the program, D-U-R-R, his website, his name, Jerry Durr, D-U-R-R.com. Book available wherever books are sold. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the power of wisdom and knowledge. How important is that? How important has that been to you in understanding life and appreciating life much more?
Well, I think when I, again, as I was growing up and started to study these different things, I found out that the I Ching and some of those different religions had divided into four main categories. I saw that wisdom and knowledge was one of the four that I really started to favor. And that was when I recognized how, what do I want to say, not too many directives and books and all that look into that. Everybody's really busy looking at life, and I'm not blaming them. I'm just realizing that it takes a little extra time and looking in a different direction than the majority of, you know, hey, out of my way, man. I got to get to the store and back.
Yes, exactly. And that theory, that philosophy, that way of life comes across in Jerry's book, The Truth is Beyond Belief. All of the studying that you've done and continue to do, what are some of your favorite insights that you've gained from these studies?
Wow. Well, I have to admit there's a lot of them, but I think one of the first ones and the important part is that I've come to realize that all of life is paradoxical. It contains good stuff and bad stuff. And no matter what, you look at the opposites, and that's why it's a play of opposites. And also at that crux, I'm realizing that critical thinking is really at the root of everything in life. All the greatest things in the world and all the terrible things in the world are all the result of critical thinking. The one quality is behind the best of everything and the worst of everything, which to me is really great. And I've come to recognize that I see it as, you know, there's three basic stages in life. We sit up, upright, look around, start to assess the situation. And that's step one. Step two, we get to thinking, you know what? If I could get over there a little bit quicker and all that, that would be great. What I call the could-bes. That's step two, section two. And then out of the could-bes, as we collect them over the life, the years, and all that, the third one is the should-bes. And you know what? It should be this way, and I'm going to go try to make it that way. So that's really the evolution of everything in our world now, for better or for worse. But like I say on the back of my book, the world is divided into those people who believe they're right. And that's the irony of it all, because everybody is convinced that they're right, and it's the other person that's the problem. So that's the interesting part. Again, even Hitler thought he was creating a better society. So again, once I started to recognize that everything is just a play of great ideas for better or for worse. So it isn't arguments against right and wrong. It's arguments against perceived right and perceived right.
That's so fascinating. And at the root of that is point of view. And you talk about that. Point of view is what we are. Talk about that. And I say that's the basis for our opinions and thinking that we're right. Is that true? Is that where it comes from a point of view?
Absolutely. It sums everything up. And really, that's, to me, a great way to understand everybody, is that they're a continuing, evolving point of view. Everything they, you know, no matter what it is, they say, you know what, I never thought about that part, or this or that. And that's why the maturing, the aging process is so priceless. Education, recognitions of these different qualities and that. So that's the good news, and the bad news is that we keep adding new ideas. And, you know, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, I don't believe that anymore?
Yes.
Well, this is, again, why it's really the process. Of Course in Miracles says that the perfection is in the process, not the specifics. And I've come to really appreciate that it is a grand process, and may the best idea win, which is what's happening.
What is at the root of all the best and all of the worst in our life actions? What's the foundation for that?
Well, again, that's what I was trying to say, critical thinking.
Okay.
Because each one, again, is convinced that their point of view is the best and the sharpest now, the end result of their present life. But the other person say, no, you're completely wrong there. So that's why I've come to, it's helped me to appreciate that it is the process. That's all life really is a process. And may the best idea for the moment, for the time, win. However, if a better idea comes along, it'll start to get replaced. So it's a pretty cool idea.
Jerry Durr is our guest on the program. That's D-U-R-R. The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts. It's a website, Jerry Durr, D-U-R-R.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You've said this before, and I'm going to go back on this again because it's so important. This leads us to understand that all of life is paradoxical, having both positive and negative outcomes. Talk a little bit more about that, because when you think about it, that's exactly what we face.
Well, and that's why that's such a profound understanding, because, again, like I said, also the fact that people, the world's divided into those people who think they're right, for the moment, they're convinced that their point of view is the best. However, the good news is about the perfection and the process of life is that as you keep moving through, like I said, you may come and realize, you know, I don't think that so much anymore, etc. So that's why it really is a grand process. And, you know, all we need to do is try to be patient. And the dilemma is we get carried away. And I remember studying a chart one time, looking at the wars between, that goes back thousands of years. It was an Amazon jungle. There was 230 people tribes on each side of the river, and they were at war with each other out of 5,000 square miles. So
yes,
it just made me realize that, you know, it's a play of ideas, for better or for worse.
How did you evolve as a person, as someone with understanding of life and what's going on around us, as you read, as you took all of this information in, and obviously it has shaped your life and your perception? How has this all changed you? You've got such a calm demeanor that you understand what's going on. You put it all in perspective. How did you arrive at that?
Well, that's the end result of the process. And I really appreciate having the ability for my life to allow that process to come in and enter. Like I said, I've come to realize that most everybody else is just so busy with life. They don't have the time or the opportunity to do it. They're busy getting to work, making a living, supporting kids, family, and all that. So I've been pretty well single most all my life with no kids. So for better or for worse, that's the probably the freeing effort. And that's another reason that I've been able to appreciate making my own choices, how to spend my time. You know, my TV never goes on before 5 o'clock. And when it finally does go on, I come to appreciate, like, YouTube TV and all that, some tremendous insights with today's technology, the AI, etc., artificial intelligence. And I joke with a number of my old friends, and I said, you know, to me, before my lifespan and before the 40s, life was pretty old-fashioned. And then in the 40s and all that, the war was over, people came home, they started to build roads and cars and houses, and pretty soon we were into the great 50s, and TV came along, and rock and roll, and we just yes. ended up evolving into such a great lifespan. That's what I say, and I've really come to appreciate that. But I have to recognize, as again, watch my YouTube at night and see what's coming with AI. It's scary. That's all I can say. It's just sobering to realize it's unbelievable. The intelligence that's behind all this, that's what I'm recognizing now, really is infinite. And it's helped me to kind of appreciate having been positioned in a lifespan that's just been ideal.
Well, you really have. You've talked about, and we've shared the lifespan, some of the milestones we've gone through with all of the changes. And you see young people, and they've sort of picked it up with the with computers. They've never known what to do before that, or television that didn't sign off at 12 o'clock at night and play the national anthem and go away, and a choice of 500 channels, and we had three as we were growing up. You sent me a note about transistors, and I love that. As a child, you grew up, you what soldered together a transistor radio. It was like state of the art at the time, and now it's a piece of history, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, when it first came out, you could buy this little kit, had 14 three-legged transistors in it, because everything used to be tube-type televisions and radios. I thought, wow, this is cool. So I got one of those, soldered it together, got it running now. And for the fun of it, a while back, I got to thinking, gee, you know, transistors, they've really evolved. And a lot of people don't realize it, but I think I asked Siri one time, I think I get the figures where I wrote them down, something about, where is it?
Well, it's a staggering number that's available now. I mean,
unbelievable. A million, something like the question was, Siri, how many transistors can you fit on the head of a pin now? A million transistors. Unbelievable. And that's exactly where we're going. The technology now is fantastic. And because of all that, you know, it's really transforming us into, I mean, I jokingly, when I send emails and like I've said for quite a while now, that the future is now. We're not going into it. It's already now. It's here. The technologies are unbelievable, and it's actually, and again, I've been an engineer all my life, it's actually getting hard to keep up. It's mind-numbing.
Well, it's interesting to hear from an engineer say that. It's just the average person out there trying to get through life. It's like it's going way too quickly. An engineer says, you know, it's moving along at a pretty good clip as well. You've got a quote that I really like. It's a French author, Colette, I'm going to say, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, once said, I've had such a wonderful life. I just wish I had realized it sooner. Does that sum up where we are for most of us? We go through life so quickly.
I know when I read that, boy, I thought, bingo, that nails it.
Yes.
And don't let that happen to you, so to speak, because it's really a fantastic understanding. No matter when we finally awaken to the recognition of the miracle that it's been and how lucky we are still are to be here, that's to me is absolute good fortune. But again, it's I know my first chapter in the book, called The Extraordinariness of Ordinariness, is one of the strangest sounds, because, you know, what kind of a chapter is that? But that's the thing that I've come to realize, is that the most extraordinary thing about this miraculous life is how ordinary we've just come to accept it to be. And, you know, that's, I have to admit, back in the psychedelic days, some of those experiences, I have to admit, really were an awakening moment, because Don Juan, the old Indian sorcerer, when he was teaching UCLA student Carlos Castaneda about life, he said, I've got to give you this ayahuasca because I've got to stop your internal dialogue. And that was so amazing when you finally take some of that and your internal dialogue finally stops for the first time. And you just experience this spectacular silence, a quiet mind, peaceful. You think, holy smokes, you know what? Everything really is perfect. The only thing that's kept me from seeing it is this ruckus in my mind. So that's when you realize that, you know, and I've said before, at the root of almost all the religions were some type of psychotropic drug also, because that's the only way they can really do it quickly. The trouble is with drugs is it takes you to the top of the mountain. Problem is when you come back down, you have to get back up there on your own without it. That becomes your challenge. And that's what spirituality and religion is all about. It finally gets you back up to the top of the mountain.
The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief. Some thoughts to make you think about the power of your thoughts. Jerry Durr, D-U-R-R, is the website, jerrydurr.com. I want to talk about that, the power of your thoughts. How important is that, and how difficult is it to change our thoughts? I'm reading and I'm thinking, boy, this is all makes sense. Now I have to try to apply this to my everyday life to make changes. How difficult is it to change thoughts?
Well, I'm hoping some of the ideas in my book, for example, what comes to my mind is one of the pages makes a single statement. It says, the important difference between a man in heaven and a man in hell is what the man in heaven is not thinking about.
Interesting.
And that to me is what I'm trying to point out, is that really perfection has always been here all around us all the time. It's that we can't see it because of our situations, lack of education, and not having luckily exposed to the right teachers and right teachings in it, to recognize that really they're trying to say, hey, pull back a little bit and regroup, rethink, start to look around. And as I sit here looking out the window at these tremendous mountains every day, and I realize what a spectacular planet. And yet how many people have had the time to think about that today, or who knows, for maybe at all?
Yeah, it's so true. We go through life and we're sort of with blinders on. We don't really maybe see what's around us. You know, being out in nature, seeing the animals, being next to a river or an ocean, and what we see there. And I see that we're fortunate that we live by an ocean and a river next to that. And we're walking out every day, and you've got dolphins out there. You've got boats out there. And you've got people walking and not even looking in that direction. And I'm like, wow, you're sort of missing something out there.
Exactly. In fact, as I get a kick, one of the things I love about the YouTube channel is, you know, now, thanks to high-definition drones, it's just a way to travel the world.
Oh, yes,
man,
yes.
It's just taking you over these beautiful mountaintops. But the funny part is I'll look down there and you see a 1,000 feet down, you know, the couple of people walking down the sidewalk in this super bright afternoon sun. It's so bright, all they're doing is looking down at the sidewalk.
Yes, yes. It just look up from time to time and enjoy what's there. The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts, Jerry Durr. A couple minutes left in the program. Boy, it's going by way too quickly. Let's talk for a minute about the layout. I've talked about that. Each chapter leaves you with a lot to ponder. You encourage reflection, personal growth. Talk before about how it's laid out with each chapter. Talk about laying this book out, because if you go through the book, you really can't help but be a better person when it's over with and more aware of what's going on around you.
Well, thanks for that good insight, because that's the interesting part was, like I said, if you saw the notebooks that I've got, because again, I, for my journey, and even with the psychotropics and that, I would make notes, for, you know, for the couple of hours of whatever good ideas came to me. And that was what was so impressive. And I'm so glad that I did that. And I would look back and glean some of the best ideas that came to me, because unfortunately, when your mind is so busy just living life, you don't have time for doing that. And the truth is, if you get a chance, and again, that's why it's rare people that get the opportunity to have a quieter life, you start to realize this and how amazing everything really is. And you think, wow. So let me carry on like this for a little bit. And the next thing you know, you're realizing it's kind of like, I'm not a, what do you call it? A recluse. I still enjoy. I live in a great little 300-unit senior mobile home park, and just enjoy the activities up at the clubhouse and all that. But I also really cherish the quiet days, because I've chosen not to get involved with a lot of different activities, because it's just so priceless to be able to sit back and reflect on the absolute perfection. Again, people, we all hear this, and again, getting back to my extraordinariness of ordinariness, again, people don't realize that, you know, here we are with these bodies, unbelievable, 17 trillion cells. Each cell has got 3 feet of double-stranded DNA, perfectly programmed to do everything. And unfortunately, once we learn that school or whatever, we slide it over to the other side of the ledger and said, oh, okay, I got it, ho-hum. But the truth is, the more I look at life and see how amazing, I just watched, you know, little baby chirps, birds following their mother up and down the fence post.
Oh, yes.
It's mind-blowing how perfect everything is. And, you know, I recognize you don't see animals laying over because they died because there was no food provided for them. Everything, the creation is so perfect and complete. They've got whatever they need for as long as they need it.
Well,
and again, it's just so enjoyable to be able to sit back, and I highly recommend it to everybody as much as they can.
And I recommend your book,
Watch Life.
That peacefulness that you have, that Jerry has, is in his book, and it will change your life as well. The book is The Truth is Beyond Belief, Some Thoughts to Make You Think About the Power of Your Thoughts. I'll close with the one quote that I had a few minutes ago. If you had, I have had such a wonderful life, I just wish I realized it sooner. I think that would apply to all of us. And the way, Jerry, you close your emails, I love that. Treasure every day. It's three simple words, and the very powerful words and meaningful words. Jerry Durr has been our guest on the program, D-U-R-R. Website, Jerry Durr, D-U-R-R.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Jerry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. So much more we can talk about. I hope we have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. You're the best. It's really been great.
Well,
wish everybody good luck.
It's been a pleasure having you here. And remember, treasure every day. Those are Jerry's words. Let them be your words as well. We'll give you some motivation and to slow things down and appreciate the world around you. Jerry Durr, D-U-R-R, has been our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on Jerry's website available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.